That track right there, I Love You Always Forever, Donna Lewis. What a deep cut track. Thank you for that, Robbie, from This Dog. Yeah, we're back.
It's a lovely song. It just, literally, I was saying before, feels like a dream.
It feels like a dream. Yeah, too right. And I'm sure that winning Dig the Gig felt like a dream too. So I've been saving this chat for the second half of our wee spiel here. But how did it feel to, I mean, even just put your toes in the Dig the Gig water? Like, when you first entered the competition, did you think it would result in all of this?
I mean, no. I don't know who does. It was out of 16 bands. It was really an amazing time, just pretty much meeting people. When you see you're on the bill with 16 other bands at the beginning, you know, you realise, oh, we're sort of, we're here. There's a lot of names that we recognise, and we're one of them, so that's really cool. And just meeting so many cool friends from the scene that we now are, like, much better friends with. And even, like, the whole thing was at Rolling Stone, but so even meeting Gretchen and Mike Kane, who own the Rolling Stone, they're just lovely.
Mm.
So it was a really great time to literally just realise there's a big community here that are so supportive.
Mm.
And that was really a brilliant experience all through and through.
Oh, I love to hear all that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That music was terrible. We hated it.
Oh, it sucked. Yeah, music community things, eh? It's like the RDU vibe to be so... family. Yeah. I just made a swooping arm gesture. You cannot see this because this is the radio, but yeah. So that's that part, but then as the competition progressed, what were you thinking? And then on the final night, what were your thoughts?
Oh, man. I mean, it just keep... We just... as the heats went on, it was, I think there were... I can't even remember. There were probably four performances all up.
Mm.
We were just thinking, I guess, perform the same three songs every time because they're the ones we can do the best. And just keep getting our mates there because it was the audience cheer that got you through. Yeah. So especially on that last one, we were like hitting up everyone we knew, but like, please come give us a cheer. And it was really nice to see you. There were some mates that I haven't seen in a while that turned up for the final. It was really lovely.
Aww.
No, literally, what else are you going to think? We just thought, just keep doing it. Just keep performing. Yeah. If we lose, just give it your all and make sure you don't regret anything, really.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Hey, you can only stay true to yourselves.
Nah, definitely, yeah.
And that's the thing. You won the competition being true to yourselves.
Yeah.
So what does that say now that it's all said and done? What did it mean for this dog?
I mean, validation's great.
Yeah.
But it kind of gave us a real sense of confidence, you know, and that's something that I think's pretty important, especially in New Zealand. It's very like tall poppy, cut yourself down.
It was
us mainly realizing, without blowing smoke up our own asses, we can realize, we have a good time and we can be confident in what we do. If we give it our all, people respond, and we can be proud of whatever we put out on stage.
Mm.
So it was just really good to sort of, yeah, realize that within ourselves, and I think it's probably just made us sound a lot better, just had that boost of confidence.
Yes.
That's great.
So now that it's been, how long has it been since Dig the Gig?
A few months.
So what does the future hold for this dog?
Well, we've just recorded our first single, Feel the Same. It would have been out ideally before Tea Party, but that wasn't going to happen.
Pour one out for Tea Party, everyone.
Yeah. So originally, release it early October, and then that's turned into hopefully by the end of the year.
Yeah.
So, first single coming out, hopefully a music video too.
Cool.
Which would be very awesome. Apart from that, we've just been working a lot with the guys at Whistle Ride Studio, Matt Johnson, Moses, Emmanuel, and all those guys. Just lovely people. Just another chance to work with awesome people, really.
Yeah.
But it's kind of... we're still in this bubble where we don't think anyone's heard of us or listened to our music, which, to be fair, we're a small Christchurch band. But even coming in here and you talking about like the post that we had up, and it's just weird. I don't know. Yeah. I just don't... We're still... We go home and we sit in the flat and we just talk about dumb stuff. We just... I mean, nothing's changed yet. But it is cool to know that... people are starting to know who we are.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I love to hear it. And the fact that over time, in a decade, I can boast about this conversation is fierce. Yes. So that's all good stuff. So now that we're concluding, this, of course, is a guest list, NZ On Air. So new track is the new sensation, Idols. How come you picked this banger?
The album just came out. They're coming to New Zealand. Me and Jake, the guitarist from our band, bit the bullet, and one of us has a full-time job. It's not me, so we bought three tickets to each of their shows. Mm. So Auckland, Wellington, and Christchurch. I'm banking that I have enough money to pay Jake back by the next year when they come here.
Surely, so, yeah. Surely. Well, thank you so much, Robbie, for coming on to the show. Make sure to listen to this dog. Get to all of their gigs. What's happening Friday?
Friday, we're at Rolling Stone with Kelties and Gen Z. Head down there. $10 a pop. We'll be on at 9, but get there at late. Get there at 8.
Yeah, nice. I actually want one of those posters because they're pretty cool.
Yes, that's very cool.
Well, I will play Idols, the new sensation. And yes, thanks so much again.
No, thank you for having us, man.